This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Awesome comeback at MSG last night. Cavaliers battle back from 13 down. In the fourth, they go on a run, shoot 63% in the fourth quarter, and Darius Garland, 34 points, was 5 of 8 from 3. He has been outrageously good with the 3 ball, and the Cavaliers secure the victory. In fact, Darius averaging 6.5 attempts. He's hitting on over 3, 50% from 3, Kenny. Uh-oh. Darius Garland has been terrific.
That's a lot.
And so they went 110 to 104. Donovan Mitchell also had 25. As the Cavs overcame some sluggish first half basketball, this third quarter, it's interesting. The first half felt like kind of like a playoff game between those two teams. I mean, the Knicks came out, they were like 0-8 from 3-point range to start out. And you're like, oh, are they going to drag us into one of these games? And they kind of did early on. One of those games that are just no fun. It's regular season, supposed to be fun, supposed to get out, supposed to score. Hey, Matt, shot for shot. Let's have some fun here. And then you get bogged down and you're like, are we ever going to score again? Not only did they score in the fourth quarter, they outgunned them. They had 36 points in the fourth quarter. And Donovan Mitchell put everybody on notice after the game when it came to Darius Garland. Here's a message to Cavs fans.
I know it's only 4 games into the season, but he's going to keep playing like this. And I would like everybody who said he couldn't stay over there. And I know who a lot of y'all are. And who wasn't on that side, keep over here,
Donovan Mitchell.
What are rumors they didn't want him around?
Some strong words. Well,
just deny it anyway, but weren't there rumors he didn't want him around? I didn't make up the rumors. I just read the rumors.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been just, first of all, to the naked eye, questions about in the playoffs, can those two coexist?
Okay, but why are we talking tough already about this?
But haven't we heard rumors about Donovan Mitchell for 2 years that seem to have not been true?
Yeah, but
about
again,
him not wanting to be in Cleveland.
But if he knew in January, why didn't he say anything in January? And remember, I'm the one who said he had to hold the Cavs' feet to the fire. Like, there's so many things that you say you hear that you're in control of the narrative. You can always stop.
I just think you need to get off Donovan Mitchell.
I'm not trying to get on Donovan Mitchell. I'm happy that the Cavs are 4-0, and I'm glad that Donovan Mitchell plays for the Cavs. But at the same time, why are we talking to...
why do you sound so happy?
98% of Cavs fans were off the Darius Garland train. So... You're telling, should nobody come to the arena?
Well, now we're 4-0, and he scored 30-something points last night.
Okay, well, I guess no one should come to the arena tomorrow. They should all be Laker fans.
Well, it is one of the tropes in sports. Like, oh, are you buying? Are you selling that guy's stock? And Darius had the season from hell last year. The inconvenient truth was he was also really bad before he went down with the injury. So it was just a rough year all the way around. Well, he's come out, and, you could tell. I think it's very interesting. Donovan Mitchell, he took 17 shots last night. If Donovan Mitchell wants to take 25 shots, he can. He'll get good looks if he wants to take 5. He seems to be understanding, and I wonder if this is one of the keys to Kenny Atkinson so far, that Donovan, because we know, this is still Donovan's team. We can get excited about Evan Mobley, in the opener, looking like a unicorn, and since then it's kind of been a little more like Evan Mobley. I mean, I don't think it's looked all that different from last year, with the exception of the opener. He's been fantastic on defense. My God, he was awesome last night. But we've come to accept that. I wonder if Kenny Atkinson, the big change, it's more of a mindset that, like, Donovan, we're gonna need you all year. We're gonna need you in the playoffs. Mm. We're gonna need you come April. Right? March, April, hopefully May, and who knows. That's when we need you. You've been kind of burnt out the last few seasons towards the end. Like, let's let these other guys get involved.
You know what? You're
even
right.
Even if it's in New York, if it's at MSG where you would normally steal the show.
I don't mean to talk so tough. I just got a little bit worked into a shoot there because, again, there's so many rumors out there, and a lot of Cavs fans, you can't just 98% of Cavs fans were gone. You can't call it all the Cavs fans.
Yeah, I mean, if
maybe last week's playing into this a little bit. I'm sorry.
If there is stock that I sold, I think it was more, not necessarily Garland. It's more the two of them in the playoffs. And the only way that we're going to have a chance to find out is if these guys get back in the playoffs and they have themselves a huge series. I mean, Jalen Brunson was awful last night. Darius outplayed him. I mean, we'd seen Jalen Brunson outplay Donovan Mitchell. That was awesome to see. What would it look like in a series?
Are you telling me that the regular season doesn't matter?
I think you know how most people feel about the NBA. I mean, for the Cavs, the only thing that's going to matter for Kobe Altman is what they do in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
But the regular season is going to be important in just reshaping their general culture. I mean, they're going to win a ton of games. This is an awesome start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And again, the Cavs have the advantage, especially compared to Philadelphia and the Knicks. Like, we're the team that has the same lineups. I mean, I know we don't have Max Strus right now, but we're the team that has consistency. You know, we don't have turnover. That was a choice. We'll see if that pays dividends in the playoffs. Also, on what he's seen from the undefeated Cavs so far this year.
We showed a lot of people a little bit of something. We got a lot with this team, so anybody could come have a game anytime. And we made some shots as a team and rebounded really well. Got to work on some turnovers and some offensive rebounds, but we're going to get there. We're 4 games in, so we're going to get better every year.
So there is such a great feeling around this team in general right now. I love seeing Darius. Just, it's nice to have him. Not what I was nervous about, is he gonna have last year on his mind? Is he gonna be pressing too much? I mean, he was so confident. And I've seen him confident before and just miss. I've seen him be confident and step into shots and go, oh my God, what is this? Last night was awesome. It was just awesome to do it in that place.
We didn't see him confident though at the end of last season. This is an attitude change from Garland, right? Compared to what we saw the second half and the playoffs from Garland last year.
I want to know in a month, what have the serious, sincere changes been? Because it's easy to say now it's been 4 games. I want to know.
And it's great.
Not like I don't think this is going to continue. I think there will be some regression to the mean for a lot of things, but you have to get better. That's why you made a coaching change. So I'm going to want to know what exactly changed. It's almost the same thing with the Guardians. Like, all right, they're more aggressive at the plate this year, and there were a couple of other things that they decided to do. That was one of the specifics in the change. I want to know what happens here by the end of November. All right, they're still good. What happened? What changed?
Jordan, in Manhattan, they call it the Big Apple.
He's on the free Odyssey app, listening from the Big Apple.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to talk real quick about the Yankees and Cavs. With the Yankees real quick, I was at the bar, you know, when Juan Soto hit that home run, knocked us out of the playoffs, was wearing a Stephen Kwan jersey, so I got up, paid my tab, getting heckled on the way out, and let me tell you, it was full-blown panic here yesterday, and after that two-run homer, it just switched over to doom and gloom, and it was just a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, they hate Aaron Judge over there, don't they?
You Yankees.
They hate Aaron Judge. He had a comment about the Cavs, you let him go.
Well, it was a rough night all the way around for those New Yorkers. They lost to the Steelers.
Mraz was saying that to Yankees fans, if they were cheering Aaron Judge when he came up, they're losers.
Okay.
Here you go. They're losers if they cheer Aaron Judge when he comes up the bat. It's a lot unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he talking tough last series?
He was.
He talks tough. Then he deletes it also. Who the hell knows?
I know.
What Mraz is doing over there.
One final note. Juan Thornhill of the Cleveland Browns. You could sense it kind of felt like, I think, a lot of us, what was going through our minds over the weekend when they got the victory. Here's Juan Thornhill.
kind of forgot what it felt like for a little bit. But after that game, you know, when the ball finally hit the ground, it was a great feeling. You know, we haven't had one in a while. And I feel like guys are in a lot better mood, you know, just because we finally got us a win. And I think it's the perfect opportunity for us to take off and actually turn this thing around.
There were a lot of Browns fans who thought at that final play he was still going to throw a touchdown. I did not have any thoughts that he was going to throw a touchdown until I saw the All-22. And you see from the end zone cam, it's like, boy, it looks like he's going to throw a touchdown here. And then he threw the ball away and it was covered. But
when he did the pump fake, okay, to me, I forgot who it was. And I'm like, oh, no. I go, he has just bought the most amount of time you could possibly buy. I go, somebody's going to be open. You can't cover everybody.
He was at least going to hit one of his receivers in the hands.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
When he's not playing against us, he's so fun to watch. I wanted that contract to go bad so badly because I wanted him out of Baltimore and out of the division, and then I could really fully enjoy him. But he is so frustrating because it's just one little stutter step and these tremendous athletes, like Za'Darius Smith, is a tremendous athlete, and he's like my dad trying to get up out of a chair when I was a kid. Like, you can't move around him because one little step throws your entire body off, and then he gets more time to throw, or he can take off, do other things. By the way, I was watching back this morning. Totally agree with Jay Feely on that fourth down call that went was a direct snap to Derrick Henry. What a terrible call, because you take Lamar Jackson off the field, and everybody's going, okay, well, I know who's getting it now. So all 11 guys can just go after number 22. It's a because you know he's not going to throw it. So it's a terrible, terrible call. Awful.
It's nice to have Juan Thornhill back, huh?
What was Todd Monken thinking? Yeah, it is nice to have Juan Thornhill back.
We didn't talk about him at all.
There was one play he threw himself into harm's way and did like a helicopter off the screen.
I know exactly what
he is. He is trying to make up for the lost time with that contract.
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always. Coming up at 7:20
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.